AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. If you've got a job, the chances you'll be laid off are very low, say experts. Fewer Americans went on unemployment last week than at any time in the past 15 years. A separate report finds our paychecks are getting fatter, faster, and we're spending more money. Consumer spending up 0.4% in March. Despite the good news, Wall Street's been focusing on the companies that aren't making as much money as expected. The Dow is down about 105 points. The Baltimore Police Commissioner is talking about what happened to Freddie Gray inside that police transport van. Gray is the black man who died in police custody. Commissioner Anthony Batt says another man in the van told investigators that Gray was moving and kicking until the van arrived at the police station. How and when exactly he died still hasn't been made public. His death set off Monday night's riots in Baltimore. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake.
We've had a very dark time in our city, and there's a lot of pain here. But there's also a resiliency that is characteristically Baltimore.
The findings of the police investigation will be turned over to prosecutors by tomorrow. Rescuers pulled a teenager from the rubble of Nepal's killer earthquake this morning. American Andrew Alvera is there with a U.S. aid agency.
It's what we call an entombment. So he wasn't specifically crushed, but what he was inside of a box with heavy concrete all around him.
They say he was in remarkably good shape when they rescued him. The quake killed about 5,500 people. Testimony in the Boston Marathon bombing trial has been suspended for the day because one of the jurors is sick. Lawyers for the Boston Marathon bomber have been putting Johar Tsarnaev's school teachers on the witness stand. This is AP Radio News. The leader of the Senate confronted the head of the EPA about its plans to limit carbon emissions. Here's our Jerry Bodlander.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has long been critical of the EPA's proposed rules, contending they would destroy Kentucky's coal industry. And he has worked to convince states to defy the administration. In an unusual move, McConnell attended a routine Senate subcommittee hearing to confront EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy.
You cannot guarantee your carbon regulations won't cost my constituents jobs.
McCarthy defended the rules, calling them reasonable and necessary, and believes the EPA's approach will hold up in court. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Winding up his U.S. visit, the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is beginning a three-day tour of California. He's got plans to check out some of the region's innovations and to promote commercial ties as well while he's here. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.